So what we want to do is identify those candidates, select them for this program, and put them through a few things. One is a leadership training program that will help them with the leadership skills, one-on-one mentoring with a SES member of the Ogden community, and also networking with other influential AAPIs in the community and Congress and people that are working in the government sector so that they can build those contacts. And coming out of the program, what we're hoping is they'll have a application package, if you will, that's ready to go when that next SES vacancy comes available, so that their executive corps qualifications, which is ECQs that are required by OPM to get the SES level, their resume, their interviewing skills, and all that is ready to go. So that's what we're hoping to accomplish.
When you're looking at the issue of Asians being 3% of the SES, what made you decide to address that with this type of program? In other words, why do you think this might succeed?
The representation overall in government for AAPIs is around a little over 5% right now, somewhere between 5.5%, which is on par with the representation in the civilian population. But as the level increases, the AAPI representation actually increases in government as well until you get to the SES level. And at that point, you see a big drop. It's almost like a cliff. And like you said, we're only at 3%. So one of the key questions is why that is. And we don't have all the answers to that yet. And we also put out a survey called SES Development Survey that we're hoping all government employees, both Asian and non-Asian, and at whatever levels they are currently at, will respond to, so that we can get more data to help us identify their attitudes, their experiences, and the barriers that they've experienced as they try to advance in government.
You're SES yourself, right?
Yes.
Can you speak just anecdotally, without that survey, that, you know, with the data, hard numbers that you're trying to collect, what do you think, or what in your experience do you think are these barriers that some people face when they're jumping to that SES level?
Well, anecdotally, I think a lot of things I've heard are what I call a comfort level. The people aren't as comfortable with an individual that has the AAPI background because of cultural differences, because what we're looked at as perpetually foreign, we might speak with an accent, our communications, the language, there's some language barriers. The communication skills might be good, but there might be some language barriers. So those things together combined may cause, if you put one candidate that's AAPI up against another candidate that's not, they might be more comfortable with the other candidate. And a lot of the anecdotal stories are, hey, I wasn't selected, but I've shown the qualifications. I definitely perform at the level needed, but I just wasn't selected. So those are the stories that we hear about. Now, culturally, as individuals, AAPIs also tend to be less assertive. They tend to speak up less in meetings. They might not express their ideas. They might not tell their accomplishments. And, culturally, just as a group, AAPI individuals more humble. So that, I think, has been a barrier as well.
So this program that you're currently accepting applications for, it combines training with mentoring and some other things. How is this addressing those barriers, both what you've noticed anecdotally and what you think your numbers might eventually show?
But the leadership training that we're putting together also focuses on some of the cultural issues that I spoke of earlier, so that hopefully it will be more focused on emphasizing how do they get around those type of issues. In terms of the mentoring, we want, and the networking, we want them to be able to talk about the specific issues that they come across, and hopefully the mentor that they are assigned can help them through those. And they can see the mentor as well as some of the more influential people that would bring to the networking sessions as good models and examples of, hey, these people have made it. And once they see that we're all normal individuals, but we all have challenges and stories in terms of how we got there. Hopefully that will inspire them to not give up and be persistent in pursuing the SES position.